Better Environmentally Sound Transportation invites you and your organization to take the commuter challenge. BEST is a local non-profit charity dedicated to building healthy communities by promoting sustainable transportation. Year-round, BEST organizes events and programs that educate individuals on environmental issues and encourage viable solutions. In the first week of June this year, BEST will run the Commuter Challenge. It's an event that encourages individuals to use cleaner modes of transportation for their commute to work and help improve air quality throughout Metro Vancouver. It's a fun competition between workplaces wherein employees utilize sustainable transportation options, such as cycling, walking, teleworking, taking transport, and car or van pooling. Last year, nearly 100 companies and over 40,000 people participated in the challenge. This year, we expect even more. Contact BEST at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about signing up your faculty or organization in the 2008 Commuter Challenge. By making a small change, you can make a big difference.
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my love notary in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
He did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, oh, we're digging the sounds. He got on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It's now a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on with a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash fool!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash fool!
Warning, you are about to experience a hot mess. CITR Radio Vancouver.
Happy Halloween!
Welcome, everybody, to a Hot Mess Halloween special.
Yeah.
Most of the songs we're going to hear tonight on our show... Actually, we're doing a theme show. This is our first theme show, and I think we're all equally excited about it. Right, Sam?
Oh, you have no idea.
I love themes.
I'm so excited that I'm wearing my costume in the studio right now.
Let's talk about your costume.
I love how... Blondtron is the only person in a costume, and it's like a beat-up shark.
Shut up!
Well, that's not true.
It's Rock Bottom Shark Attack is what it's called.
I'm going to describe your costume for our avid listeners.
Well, I'll put it back.
You actually have a felt shark that has swallowed your body whole, and you are wearing water wings, so it looks like Jaws has eaten Sam, and only her head and arms
are
clad in water
out.
Wings
so
are poking.
Girl eaten by shark.
Shark attack.
That's the costume.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you guys something, one quick thing? Last night, I only had a guest list of one to Diplo, and Ariel and I were both going, and so we went as two girls, one shark, and we both fit inside this shark.
As opposed to two girls, one log.
Ew.
How was... You've all seen it. I'm not the only one.
That's one cup.
How was Diplo last night, by the way? I was quite wanting to go, stiff. But I went to another show instead. How was it?
Diplo?
Yeah. The Diplo show, it was pretty much awesome. Only until I wore a shark until I sweat my face off. And then I got a nest in the back of my hair. And I'm scared to get a brush.
How was Madonna, by the way? Did she dress up in any costumes? Because you, Jay, and
costumes.
Ed were both there.
Yeah, she was dressed up as a thoroughbred horse. Did you see her? Did you see her thighs?
I did.
She could have won the Kentucky Derby.
I just thought
she could have had a small man on her back and ridden, and he could have ridden her around the track three times before any of the actual horses even completed the first lap.
I'm sure that's happened before.
Completely agree. I mean, I think she kind of looked like a nasty hooker out of Surrey with her.
Oh, Ed.
Ed. You talk about
she
her
like that.
A little bit. She's the queen of pop, Ed. Jesus.
I like
Lord.
Her, but come on, dude. She was like, looked pretty trashy. Her costumes were a little suspect.
Well, 50,000 people disagreed with you.
I had a good time. I'm not dissing her. I'm just saying.
Ed had such a good time that he's actually kind of a poopy pants right now.
I am sweating alcohol. It's gross.
So none of us are actually dressed up besides Sam, who's
you
going
are.
To
you're dressed up. Jay's dressed up as a teenager.
I am.
I'm
dressed
with
up
a
as
goatee.
Enticing other teenagers.
No, what's that? What's that popular group of three brothers? What are they called?
The Jonas Brothers.
I'm dressed up as a Jonas Brother right now. What with my skinny black tie and and bouffant hairdo.
And also, let's just give a shout out to UBC because it's fucking crazy up here. There's so many people dressed up. And we're having a good time up here at CITR 101.9. That's what you're listening to. And this is a hot mess.
It is a hot mess. Now, just remember, if you're driving around up there, there's lots of little wee kitties dressed up as Miley Cyrus and whatever else. So be sure to drive safe and look at them when they're crossing the street and don't run anybody over, okay?
All right, we're going to get to some music. All the music tonight is Halloween themed because we like themes. This is the Halloween theme.
Except for... dancing.
And here's what you're going to experience in our show. We're going to interview Satan. We're going to talk about
we're going to share some Halloween's
past.
Halloween stories.
I'm excited about this, and you guys may not be as excited, but as the resident DJ, I'm doing a mini feature, Halloween feature with Hatchmatic and Paul Devereaux. So you guys can get stoked on it.
And also, Sam, while you're talking about your DJ hood, why don't you tell us about your gig tonight?
Okay, so basically we're having the biggest party ever. It's at the M-Bank, and it was just going to be downstairs, and it was totally sold out, but then Mr. M-Bank decided to give us the entire bank, and so it's going to be an insane rockin' party. We got bottle service upstairs, VIP. It's going to be amazing, so come down.
Cool.
Let's listen to some scary tunes.
How about we do?
What are we listening to, Jay?
We're going
to
listen to something that rocks, and we're going to talk about what it is after we listen to it. The surprise is what counts on Halloween. Okay. Happy Halloween, everyone. Let's do this thing together.
Yeehaw!
We'll be right back. Yeah. love of God. I fought the war, I fought the war, but the war won't stop for the love of God. I fought the war, I fought the war, but the war won't stop for the love of God. I fought the war, I fought the war, but the war won.
Mess 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Hello, everybody. You just listened to a kick-ass Halloween set of Fun Times Rock and Roll Freak Fest and Beats Galore. You heard such songs as Stormy High by Black Mountain, Blood on Our Hands by Death from Above 1979, and a Monster Hospital remix by who, Sam?
Mastercraft.
Delicious.
Who else?
Delicious. How do you guys feel about that?
I think I've seen both MasterCraft and Metric.
You understand why it's a Halloween theme, though, right? Because, like, death from above, death. Black Mountain. You know what I mean? like Monster Hospital. Like, are we all on the same page?
We are.
It's fucking Halloween, dude. Hey.
Speaking of Halloween, what's going on right now, Maddie?
I think we're going to talk to the devil himself.
You're kidding me. I've got a lot of questions for this guy, so let's talk to Satan.
Hey, Satan, can I have my soul back?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hey, is this the devil?
Yes, this is the devil. That's with a capital T-H-E.
What's he doing for Halloween?
Satan, Matt wants to know what you're doing for Halloween.
What am I doing for Halloween? Well, the night is young. I'm either going to get together with some friends of mine and play World of Warcraft.
Right.
Or maybe go do That's some very human perfect. Sacrificing. It's still up in the air. I mean, a lot of people think that Halloween is sort of, you know, my holiday. It's the one day out of the year that everyone can just come together and worship Satan, but it's not. It's the one day that I have off. I mean, Jesus has Christmas, the Easter Bunny has Easter.
And you have Halloween.
They want to relax on those days. That's what people don't realize.
Satan, I've interviewed a lot of people in my day. I've always wanted to interview you, so I've got a lot of questions for you. I'm just going to throw them out at you, and let's take this thing to the next level.
Okay, go ahead.
What happened between you and the big guy? Like, why did you get kicked out of heaven?
Okay, well, that's a very interesting question. See, it all goes back to my childhood. I was originally a fat kid. A lot of people don't really know this. I was a fat kid growing up. And,
Satan was chubby once upon a time.
Once upon a time, and I was actually caught, you know, metaphorically and literally with my hand in the cookie jar. God loves cookies, and a lot of people don't know this, but he's also diabetic.
Satan, can I just interject for one
God's
second?
God's diabetic.
Because being that you're Satan and all, I think people might want to know, what was your method of weight loss that you found to work the best? What
well,
did you choose? Did you go like,
did
you go like Jenny Craig?
Jazzercising and throwing up. A lot of people knock this bulimia or...
the devil's a bulimic.
Dyslexia, whatever it is.
God's a diabetic.
Okay.
You know what? It's good. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay, next question. Why do you have so many names? Lucifer, the devil, the destroyer, Abaddon, Apollon, the deceiver, the tempter, the snake, fallen angel, king of Babylon, Beelzebub, the god of this age, the accuser of the brethren...
And the father of lies.
Yes, and the uncle of all tricks. I've heard them all, but, you know, we all go through experimental times in our life. I mean, during the 80s, I was known as Super Satan. During the 90s, I was known as Super Satan. The 80s, I was known as the Notorious B.A.D. And during the 60s and 70s, I just refer to myself through a series of grunts and farts, kind of like how my last girlfriend used to talk. Hi-yo!
All right, Satan, what's it like in hell? Who's there?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but it's quite mild. It's much like Barbados or Iraq.
Iraq.
Speaking of Iraq, in South Park, they depict you as the gay lover of Saddam Hussein. Is this fact?
Saddam.
By the way, nice segue.
Hairy desert daisy. You know, this is the problem.
Hairy desert baby.
With society today. You know, people hear about something that is pure and wonderful, and they just want to turn it into a farce. That film... if you even want to call it that, really warped a lot of people's ideas of what love really is.
Right.
I mean, it made the use of giant rubber dildos a joke, and it turned the whole concept of sodomy into some kind of freak show. I mean, you know, lovers who are into, you know, hot fudging and Jesse Jackson delicacies should be, you know, they should have the same kind of respect as everybody else.
All right, fair enough. Next question. You and the big guy upstairs... have you two ever tried couples therapy?
Well, I'm in counseling right now. I've been in counseling for quite some time, and both my shrink and my lawyer say it's because of the big man upstairs. I've actually been trying to get in touch with God, and he hasn't been returning my calls. He says he's too busy.
Right, okay.
I mean, omnipotent being my ass.
And finally, Satan, what are you going as for Halloween?
What am I going as for Halloween? I think I'm going to go as the Living Blues Brother.
The Living Blues Brother. So yeah. you're going as Dan Aykroyd for Halloween.
Hey, that guy's funny.
S- Satan, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope
it has been a pleasure, but I just want to say one more thing.
Oh yeah, and what I actually have one more question. I have one more question.
In writing as well. I used to be the head writer for Corner Gas, and I decided to quit that show. And so I decided to start up my own sketch comedy show online, actually on Facebook, which is also known as the new me.
Uh-huh.
So on Facebook, if you look for a group called The Fireworks Factory, I write for that group. So anyone who's listening, come join The Fireworks Factory on Facebook. It will cost you your soul, but it's worth it.
Awesome.
Speaking of souls, I was just wondering if I could have mine back.
I'm playing around with it right now.
I can feel it. It hurts.
Yeah. Well,
on that note, okay, now we're starting to get.
Hurt is their toots.
On that note, Satan, thank you very much. Take care. We'll
Bye,
talk to you
Satan.
Later.
We'll see you soon.
All right, Matt, I got
Hopefully
your
I won't
anabolic
see you
steroids
soon.
Ready to go, so you can come pick those up anytime.
He's got your anabolic steroids.
Thank you very much, Satan. I'll pick those up for you next week.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night.
Kid.
Happy trick-or-treat.
Happy Halloween, yes.
Bye.
All right, wow. That was interesting.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he...
You know what? He gets a bad rep. He really does. He's a cool dude.
I didn't expect him to have a Canadian accent.
No. I'm really looking forward to our Jesus interview, actually.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Because yes. I think Jesus is going to have something to say about that.
You're going to like it.
Yeah, probably.
So, okay,
probably.
Let's talk Halloween, guys, because, I mean, here, I got a story here that I think Mr. Satan himself would really appreciate. It's from my youth, and I want to know what you guys think about what I did. If it was, I mean, I've repented for the things I've done in my past. But here's the deal. Grade 6. I'm 12. What am I, 13?
12.
Me and two
How
months.
Many times did you fail elementary school?
I think
me
you're
my
like
buddies,
11, actually.
Me and my buddies came up with a great idea. We're like, you know what? We want to light up some fireworks. Woo, crazy, crazy, right? But we didn't have any money, and we wanted to buy a lot of fireworks. So it's Ed's idea to go, hey, guys, let's go out and collect for UNICEF.
Right.
But here's the problem.
You take the money and you buy fireworks.
The fireworks store closes at like 5 o'clock on Halloween, right? So 3 12-year-old boys hit up the neighborhood at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with our UNICEF box. Hi, ma'am. This is me, Ed, and my friends, and we're just going around collecting for UNICEF because our parents unfortunately won't allow us to go trick-or-treating this evening, but we wanted to go out and collect the money anyway. We raised $320-some-odd.
Oh, what? My God. At 2 in the afternoon?
I'm going to
do that. Oh, no. It's already fucking
We out. Had no
here's my
lies,
only, here's my only question for you, Ed.
Best fireworks show here's, in the street.
That's
it
awesome.
Was amazing.
My only question for you is this. How many people did you have to sleep with?
I slept with no people. I was 12.
Yeah, because you failed grade 6 a few times because you were so busy turning
right.
I'd
like to know what kind of karma kicked you in the ass
I
for
know,
that.
Exactly, right?
I think we only have time for one more Halloween story. Matt?
I can't because mine segues off yours.
Okay.
You tail yours.
I've been some crazy things
yours?
For Halloween.
I've had a little vodka.
I've been some crazy things for Halloween. I always wanted to be like the thing that was different as a kid, like tube of toothpaste, pre-Listerine commercials.
That's
or
good. I like that.
1 year, I was a haunted tree. And I made it out of a cardboard box, and I was on Cortez Island. And the thing about trick-or-treating on Cortez Island is if you're not getting a fucking giant chocolate bar at the end of that 1 kilometer hike up to your yurt, like
up
somebody
to your yurt?
Somebody is going to have some TP on their TP.
Yeah, no doubt. Or
and so,
eggs on their house.
Yeah, and so what we did is we'd have a big bonfire, and everyone would hand out candy there because kids got tired of hiking. Also, it's cold up there, and you're always a fat version of whatever you want to be for Halloween. Like fat witch or whatever.
Oh, right, because you're all padded up, right?
Yeah, it's like, I'm a witch in a snowsuit. This is really original. So this year I was a haunted tree, and we went to a bonfire. And
how old were you?
I think I was 7, 8.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, cute.
Cute haunted tree.
Cute haunted tree. My face was in the burrow, and it was an owl. Very clever. I caught on fire.
What?
Yeah, straight up in flames. Stop, drop, and roll.
That's funny because whatever the doctors did, skin graft-wise, you look fantastic.
I
Unbelievable.
Had two arms going through this tree, and
you
I had to just
know.
Throw it into the fire.
Oh, my God.
Well, those are great Halloween stories,
okay,
you guys.
I really want to hear yours now. Come
I
on.
Think we should
Come
hear on. Some music and yeah, then go into
definitely.
More Halloween
okay.
stories.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
This song that we're going to listen to right now is called Dead Love by The Desert Sessions, and we're going to listen to it right now on...
What does deserts have to do with Halloween?
Dead deserts? Dead
Whichever
love.
One the gold CD's in, Ed.
Okay, gold CD.
Here we go. Dead Love by the Desert Sessions. 101.9 Hot Mess, baby. Do it!
Yeah. magic. Give me the final piece that holds the puzzle end of all the billions of stars that are the dreams of your friends. How could anybody feel the same?
Hey!
How could anybody feel the same? Black magic. Black magic. In around the galaxy Mars, a new place to begin. Why, like my time has come.
How are you doing?
We're good.
Big wow. Shout out to the fucking crew, the Buzz,
Matt,
the G Unit, the Becky, the Jewel, the Dirt Stain,
the Buzzbinator.
Yeah.
The Dirt Stain's not there.
I've swore like four times during this show already.
You are surly
tonight.
You
kept it down though, like normally.
The last show was, you were like the swear master.
I wasn't even in the last show.
The one before that.
I was in Vegas.
Maddie.
Jay.
Last segment.
Jay's just throwing around paper
about
like,
when you were a child. Sheesh. And it was Halloween. Go back to those good times.
I'm going to take you back to
when
the
we
early
were
80s.
Innocent.
The early 80s when I was a child.
Yeah.
About 6 years old in a Batman costume. I'm not talking about Christian Bale or Michael Keaton
no.
in black body armor. I'm yeah. talking about Adam West.
The light gray tights.
Pure West. You know what I'm saying? And like light gray tights, yeah, like you said, blue and gray before
yeah.
black
that's
even entered the picture.
That's how it went down.
Blue and gray and a plastic mask bought from Safeway.
Mm.
And
the best.
Now, I'm not sure if you realize this, but I have a long history of sort of a bad stomach.
Oh, I did not
Crohn's
know that.
Disease?
Really?
No, it's not Crohn's disease. It's just kind of
gas.
Were you drinking at an early age?
Probably, but it's more than that. It's like it probably started actually at
IBS?
This exact moment when I ate too much candy and pooped my bat pants.
It's tough to get out of those pants.
And you know what's funny is my little brother went
as
Robin,
piece.
And he's 4 years old, and I specifically remember him saying, "Holy crap, Batman!"
Come on, that didn't really happen.
No, but it sure makes for a good fucking story.
That's what Robin was for. I mean, you didn't see a diaper, you didn't see a poop shoot in the back of that fucking outfit at all. I just
okay,
swore again.
Swear pants over here.
You are
two.
You are
Captain yeah. F-Bomb and his sidekick.
You're like a sailor who just got off like
yeah.
the boat.
I just came in ashore.
You're like a sailor who just got off the boat in Bangkok after being at sea for like 9.5 months.
I love someone how put a microphone in front of me.
Yeah. I love how the pot sitting here calling the kettle black.
Like, yeah. He doesn't swear on air though.
He just did.
I like how you're dressed up as a black kettle pot for Halloween.
I thought you were gonna say something really bad there. Let
hey,
me tell my,
right,
my
let's,
quick
let's
story.
Talk about
I
it.
Mean, it's I because I called my sister today. I was like, "What happened? I thought there was a thing where I dreamt about a cardboard box robot outfit." And she was like, "No. All I remember is, and this is why the segue: Batman, Superman. I dressed up as Superman from Halloween, and I liked
from
my
Halloween.
Outfit. Wore for Halloween, and I liked my outfit so much that I just never took it off. So I wore my Superman
underoos
Halloween underoos outfit for the whole year." What? And it was great.
That's the whole
year. You're telling me that I lied about my story. There's no way you wore a Halloween costume for a year.
Dude, I have photos.
You wore a Halloween costume for a year when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your kid. Your. That's un. That's
you
the least.
You just lied about your brother saying,
that's
"Holy
the least
crap,
hygienic
Batman.
I thing I've ever heard in my life."
Other than no you crapping your pants.
Yeah. Touché, Samantha.
I think we need to let people know, though, right now, the situation of this. I can't even speak. Okay, so I'm incredibly hungover. Sam's incredibly hungover. And these two gentlemen across the street from me are incredibly intoxicated. And so the show is
it evens
probably
out.
The biggest hot mess that I've seen in a long time.
I'm halfway in between the two evils.
Are we going to play more music and then interview a DJ?
I will.
Samantha is going to do an interview with a DJ after we play more music.
Okay, and as we go to the music, just remember to check out our blog, hotmess.org.
We just posted up some pics right now.
Yeah, you can check out pictures and listen to the podcast anytime you want.
And pornography.
That's right.
Oh.
Pornography as well.
On a side note, make sure you're checking our blog frequently because, as you may or may not know, we won't be on the air in the month of November here on 101.9 CITR.
Which is bullshit.
But that doesn't mean...
Garbage.
That doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to listen to us and see us and hang out with us. We're going to have lots of great audio and video up there for you for the entire month of November. And we'll be back here at 101.9 CITR Vancouver in December.
Oh, that's really interesting. I just got a text... Cindy thinks that Batman might not have to shit because he eats army food, which apparently stops you from crapping.
Nobody knows what that means. Let's do this
Music.
Hot Mess 101.9 CITR FM Radio. Happy Halloween, bitches.
That was... What?
Oh, hold on. Let's see. We have a friend on the line all the way from Quebec.
Quebecois.
Bonjour.
I wanted to do a segment called Blantron with her favorite DJs, but today it's Blantron with her favorite DJ. So we have Hatchmatic on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Happy Halloween.
Thanks. Same to you guys.
What are you up to today?
I was recovering from a party last night that I played and kind of just, kicked it, carved a pumpkin.
What did you carve your pumpkin as?
Sorry, what?
What did you carve your pumpkin as?
It's a disco ball. I like drilled holes all around it, and then I didn't like it.
So what?
That's brilliant.
That's awesome. And you didn't like it?
No, I drilled too many holes.
Oh, it collapsed?
So it looked more like a wiffle ball.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't collapse per se, but like it just doesn't look. That doesn't look. No, it didn't work.
Oh, well, it was A for effort. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm actually not going to wear the pumpkin out. I'm just going to wear it and record myself doing stupid shit with it on. I'm going to be Jack from A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's awesome. Are you stoked on it?
I have a huge head.
You
like a
genius.
Head of his. I got
in Bangkok.
So
you like the really skinny legs,
wear,
though.
Like, a suit, but I can't see with it on, so I'm just going to like go just to this party and sit down in a corner and not move the whole time.
No, just wing it. Just do it. Just feel it.
Just feel it out.
Just feel it out. Do you want to know what I am for Halloween?
Sorry, what?
You know what I am for Halloween?
What are you for Halloween?
I'm a shark attack. And last night we were at Diplo, and we only had a guest list for one. And so Ariel and I thought we were really clever because we both fit inside my shark, and we were two girls, one shark.
And you made it?
And we made it. It was awesome. Nice. It was great. So what are you working on right now? What remixes do you have in the works?
I'm working on a bunch of different stuff. I'm working on a new track for Top Villain for the guys in Helsinki. They're going to put out an EP of some Canadian dude stuff. And
Wicked.
Then I am working on, I don't even know anymore. There's a bunch of remixes that I guess when I get to them, I'll get to them. But basically what I'm trying to do is push all that kind of shit aside and kind of just lock myself in the studio and work on original stuff.
That's awesome. That's what I love to hear. Okay, I'm going to play one of your tracks. One more thing, though, before I go. This is one of my favorites, Olders, but I still play it in, like, every set because it just is, like, pumping. But who's a better Scrabble player, me or you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess that has yet to be seen.
Shut up. Point. We all know the answer. Liar. You're coming out here when? To Vancouver, so I can let everyone here in Vancouver know.
I am most likely coming early January. I don't know. My Canadian tour keeps getting like pushed around by other things.
So
early January is my hope. Although, I mean, originally I was hoping to do it in the end of November before I go to Europe, because in January it's going to be deathly cold. But I don't know. It is what it is. I'm going to come around, as soon as I can.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You sound handsome. That's more of a statement than a question.
That's a statement, not a question.
Matthew, you're awesome. Everybody check out your MySpace. What is MySpace backslash? I'm in shark mode right now. MySpace / Hatchmatic, right?
We'll throw it up on our blog, correct?
And Hatchmatic.com.
And Hatchmatic.com. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Happy Halloween.
You guys too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well,
We're gonna listen to it.
Listening audience, you probably won't hear from us again. But we're going to just say this to you. Happy Halloween.
That's not scary. That's pretty. That was not Halloween-y at all.
Go out, have a great night. Don't end up in a gutter.
Come to the M-Bank. Come to Shit's Popping Off. It's on the website, shitspoppingoff.com.
Just
it's on
come.
My Facebook.
M-Bank is on Main and Pryor. It's like the old Montreal, Bank of Montreal building.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
And if you've got nothing else to do tonight, then go to hotmess.org and read our blogs, because they're fun-tacular.
If you're Satan and taking
and
the day
photos.
Off.
There's photos.
See you later, everybody.
All
Happy
right.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Good night.